What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ichiro Suzuki joined MLB Network and was talking about what it means to him to be elected to the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
Congratulations to him. Yesterday, the big announcement was made. Everybody but one writer decided to vote him into the Hall of Fame on his first year of eligibility, which makes sense. That was a no-brainer.
Absolutely. Very exciting. During this interview, though, they surprised him with a little guest appearance from his old teammate, Ken Griffey Jr., the Kid.
A special guest. Would you like to say something to the newly elected Hall of Famer, Ichiro Suzuki?
Congratulations, Ichiro. Truly deserved. I am happy. It is an honor. I can't wait to see you. Just from one thing, you're bringing the sake, because that's what the rookies have to do. You're now a rookie for the first time in 25 years. So I expect a nice bottle of sake for both of us.
George, thank you very much.
Yeah.
He's acting like he doesn't know who it is. Just effing with that. Apparently, Ichiro was known for just being a giant prankster, even though English definitely wasn't like his strong suit. But like, he knew just enough to mess with people. And he had his translator with him when he did the interview, but he was able to like have some conversations with Ken Griffey Jr. And it continues here.
Ken, thank you. So it had to be an amazing moment for you, Ken, to see Ichiro. You knew he was going to go in, but to actually see him, your teammate, celebrate like this, pretty great for you too, right, Ken?
Yeah, I mean, I was nervous on my day and just sitting there, I was just as nervous for him because, you know, he's such a great ball player on and off the field, does so many things for the community that people don't know about. And just it's a true honor for another Mariner to be in the hall. So now I have company, you know, other than Edgar, we can now have a little group meeting.
It's kind of sad when you think that there's only three. I mean, there's other people who played with the Mariners that are in the Hall of Fame, but those are the only three that are going in rocking the Mariners cap.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have the president, the treasurer, and now secretary, so we're good now.
Ken, thank you so much for hopping on.
Thanks, and George.
Thank you. He's such a troll.
That
Ichiro
is fantastic.
The part I thought was kind of funny was when Griffey had this to say.
It is an honor. I can't wait to see you. Just from one thing, you're bringing the sake because that's what the rookies have to do.
What would you be known for bringing if you were going to a party? Like, you know, because it sounds like Ichiro, okay, you got to bring the sake. So maybe he has, like, great taste in certain types of sake.
Oh, man. I'm probably, you know, my famous boxed black box wine, Pinot Noir. It's a crowd favorite.
Just for classy events.
Yes, very classy events.
Danny, what are you bringing?
Cheese.
Cheese?
Yeah, cheese plate.
Certain type of cheese?
I mean, I just like to make Danny's famous cheese plate, which is just a plethora of different cheeses.
How many different cheeses are we talking?
I mean, probably about 15.
We bring in crackers, too?
I mean, if you want.
I'll bring the crackers, then, because I have nothing.
You have nothing?
I used to be the guy who would get, like, the Ritz cheese and cracker plate and bring that to parties. The most, yeah, okay, like, the most, like, it's the boxed wine of, like, you know, charcuterie boards. And
I'll still get down that again? That.
Charcuterie?
Oh my God.
Charcuterie.
There we go. See, fine. I thought you would bring Pink Whitney.
That would be a good call.
You do it every single time we do anything.
Yeah, I guess. Like,
guys, you got five bottles of Pink Whitney. Who's ready?
Point. It's usually three bottles. I don't go that crazy. You're right. It's no longer crackers and cheese. It's Pink Whitney. What about you, Sarah?
If I'm trying to be healthy, it would be a nice basic veggie tray. But my usual would be a nice, cheap plastic bottle of Smirnoff.
Yeah.
And my friends are like, ugh, I drink Tito's now. I love Smirnoff vodka.
This girl, she's crazy. She's always doing vodka shots, and it stresses me out.
I'm down for a vodka shot, but not Smirnoff.
Dude, you can get a half gallon.
You can get Tito's for about the same. You can get Pink Whitney for even less.
You get a half gal of Smirnoff for like $16. A half gal.
Half gallon.
What? Hey, go to Costco and get one of those giant ass bottles of vodka, the Kirkland brand.
Oh, you guys are so fancy.
Oh, you're right.
I like the plastic bottle. In case you drop it, it's fine.
When it comes to your veggie tray, though, do you just buy a veggie tray already pre-made, or are you slicing the veggies?
Come on. Do you really have to ask that question?
I am not slicing veggies. I'm not doing anything. I'm just taking the paper off.
So you leave it in the thing. You don't try to like put it on a plate and pretend that you've made it. Okay. Just
so you're showing up
checking
with Smirnoff and nasty ass celery?
Yes. Wow. Balance. Life is about balance.